This is Dave Gloetz. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
Very good, young man.
I'm glad to hear it. Today we're talking about Ben's column titled, Who Will Be the Bad Guy Now? That appeared in the Reader on August 13th, 2009. And this talks about the fact that Alderman Manny Flores of the First Ward backed away from the cap that he proposed on public funding for the Olympics. One of the things that makes me think of first is, what is the Olympics going to cost? And there's a difference, it seems to me, between the cost of the upfront infrastructure, like, you know, building a village and putting in, you know, additional water pipes or whatever it takes to handle having all those people in one place, versus the operating costs, such as having police the days of the event. Do you think that when we hear about discussions in the press about the cost of the Olympics, are those two being conflated? Are they talking about one versus the other?
Good question. One thing I've learned from attending way too many of these Olympic hearings that I've attended is that the Olympic planners contend that the $3.3 billion in costs include construction costs for all venues and, in addition to that, all operating. So they're adding them both together. Now, what's not part of that equation is what you're getting at is security costs. And as they're quick to point out, the federal government will pick up all security costs.
Do you believe that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true. I think that's what happened in Salt Lake City. I mean, it's kind of funny because their attitude is, well, they're just trying to assure Chicagoans that that won't be part of the enormous burden they have to carry, forgetting all the other federal taxpayers throughout the country who presumably want to spend the millions and millions of dollars it'll cost to secure the Olympics. A little like the O'Hare Project, where out of sight, out of mind, because the feds are picking up that monstrosity, so the locals don't worry about it. So the $3.3 billion does not include the security costs that you were alluding to before, but it does include, presumably, the cost of constructing all the venues. It does not include the cost of building the Olympic Village, which is a separate project all together that'll probably cost well over $1 billion.
And the city can claim that it doesn't belong in the Olympics budget because it will be developed anyway, regardless
right.
of whether the Olympics
right.
are there.
The city can claim anything anyway, right, which they do. So yeah, so they're saying, oh, we can't think about that as part of the Olympics. This is a great investment that we would be making nonetheless.
And in your article, you point out that the city council has gone ahead and asked, you said, the Civic Federation, a budget watchdog group, to do a study about the Olympic financials. And the Civic Federation turned around and hired a British consulting firm called LEK Consulting to write a report that's due August 28th. Any idea who's paying for that?
No. I presume the city of Chicago is paying for it.
Is that in the budget, though?
Yeah, it's not. I'm sure it's not in the Olympic budget. It's coming out of their contingency fund. Maybe Daly will send over some TIF money. I have never actually asked anybody, and I can't recall seeing it in the newspaper who's paying for it, but my guess is that the city's paying for it. I doubt that the Civic Federation is doing it as a act of charity.
Maybe it's privately funded.
Doubt it.
You mentioned that some of the other aldermen who initially signed on to Alderman Flores's initiative to codify the cap on Olympic spending. And you talked about a couple of the other aldermen who initially agreed to sign on to that, one of them being Joe Moore, who you quote as saying, you can sort of get caught up in the moment as his justification for, as his philosophical argument
For why some of the others did it.
Right.
Jolton Joe would say that he believes in this kind of oversight, but I think he was just sort of explaining why it is that some of the other fellows did.
There was sort of a mass hysteria on the part of it.
Well, it wasn't that mass, only 11 did it.
It was mini hysteria.
Sort of like that joke about Lincoln. Have you ever heard that one?
Which one?
Muhammad Ali tells it. Lincoln wakes up after having been out all night on a binger and says, I freed the who? Sorry. It was better when Muhammad Ali told the joke.
So... who are some of the other aldermen who signed on? Do you know?
Well, let's see. If I can do this from memory, this would be an extraordinary feat. Scott Wagasback, who still supports it. Joe Moore, who says he's waiting to see the Civic Federation's report to determine whether he supports it. And then the following alderman, who I'm sure will never vote for in a million years, Eugene Schulter, Richard Mell, or Fredrina Lyle. Yeah, they got 11, and I just think that it was a momentary thing. Probably some of them didn't even know what they were signing on to. It's not going anywhere, so it doesn't really matter.
Flores says that he withdrew the initiative on his own, and I'm wondering whether you believe him and wonder why he even did it to begin with.
First of all, I don't believe he withdrew it on his own. I believe that he was under tremendous pressure from the Daley administration to get rid of that thing. I feel that that he did it because he didn't realize the full extent of the situation here, where getting the games was contingent on promising to spend whatever it takes to pay for the games. So the cap is a direct contradiction of that. The cap violates the very insurance that the International Olympic Committee demands from the host city before they assign the host city the game. So there is no way Chicago could have a cap and have the games. I don't think Flores understood that at the time that he introduced his legislation. It was impressed upon him subsequently, probably by people in the Daley administration. And then so he was stuck in a position where he had to just sort of save face, get rid of this thing while saving face, because he definitely does not want to go down in history as the guy who killed the Olympics. I, on the other hand, would relish such a title.
One of the things that you and I talked about before was that in a calculating way, Flores might have put it forward just to look populist, and then he knew that eventually he would have to retreat from that position.
Well, I think they totally blew it, if that's what his intentions were. In my opinion, he doesn't look that good.
Not that calculated.
Yeah, and I bent over backwards in my article, and I'll do this again, not to hammer him, because at least he had an instinct to preserve the public purse. He didn't follow through on it, and he didn't force the issue, and I think we would have benefited as a city had that issue been forced, but at least he had that instinct. And then I think obviously what happened is that the pressure was applied and he had to retreat.
And now Flores is calling for some transparency in the financials. And coincidentally or not, I don't know if you saw David Greising in the Tribune a few days ago, called for the city council to create a provision that Chicago 2016 is covered as a city agency so that the state Freedom of Information Act request would apply to it.
Yeah, I saw that, and that should occur. But as you know, we all know, if a municipality or a city entity does not want to provide information, they have ways of not providing the information, whether they're covered by the Freedom of Information Act or not. I think that really the only way to protect the interests of Chicago taxpayers would be to put the cap out there, which means we wouldn't have gotten the games, which is really the only way to protect the interests of Chicago taxpayers. So I think this is a dead issue in terms of the city council, you know, standing up to Mayor Daley on this. They've made it clear, the aldermen have, that they don't want to take the blame for killing the Olympics. If the city doesn't get the games, I'm sure that's fine with many of these aldermen. If the city does get the games, they want a piece of the pie. So they're not going to criticize the mayor, mainly, I think, because they think there'll be bad publicity from it. They don't want it, but they want to be cut in if the gravy train comes to Chicago.
They want it both ways.
Yes, sir.
All right, counting down to what, 7 weeks now?
Oh, it's October 2nd, yeah.
Yeah.
When the news comes. So I guess I got about 7 more articles out of this.
All right, well, we'll be paying close attention. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Take care.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.
Peace.